The Osgood File, sponsored by Clear Ears, the comfortable earplug that dries and removes water trapped in the ears. Clear Ears, better than drops, and safe for kids. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Last year in Jonesboro, Georgia, daycare workers made a mistake. A horrible mistake. On a hot summer day, after taking the toddlers on a field trip, they forgot about 2-year-old Jasmine Green. She ended up sitting in the van in the sun for 2 hours. By the time they realized she was missing, it was too late and Jasmine died at the hospital. Police arrested 3 people, including 16-year-old Maisha Ridley. She pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter.
How hard was it for you to deal with Jasmine's death?
It was really hard because I felt like that was my child.
Did you feel like your life was over?
Yeah, I really did.
She was facing prison time. But the judge decided that as bad as her mistake was, prison wasn't the answer. What he did instead, after this, from Charlie. At first, Jasmine Green's parents wanted everyone involved to serve time for the death of their daughter, who'd been left in a daycare van on a 90-degree day.
It's blind rage at first because it's your daughter. You don't care who did it. You want justice immediately.
But in the case of 16-year-old Maisha Ridley, who admitted to falsely checking off that the toddler was out of the van, Clayton County Judge Steve Teske proposed something else.
She's not a bad kid. It was a mistake. Maisha was heading to college. She was already on a path to success.
He explained to CBS's Chip Reed that he decided to sentence her to 2 years probation on condition she create a memorial.
What was the inspiration for having Maisha create a memorial to Jasmine?
It came from Jasmine's father. He asked this one question: who's going to remember my daughter?
And 3 months later, Maisha Ridley presented to the parents of Jasmine Green the quilt she had made in memory of their daughter.
Yeah, you did do a good job, yeah.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.